Today's shir is a Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Dalad. We will begin with the first word on top of the Amid, Tanya Kavasei Derava. We are in the middle of a sugya which began with the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, where we had a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda concerning someone who had relations with his mother, Imoy, who was Ashes Av, who was his father's wife. Normally, that is the case, that his father's wife is his mother. It is possible, however, for the woman to be Imoy, his mother, but she's not Ashes Av. For example, she's Anusas Aviv. She was raped by his father, and Memela, she's his mother, but she's not the wife of the father. Or it could be that this woman is an Ashes Av, a wife of a father, but not necessarily his mother. Although most of the times, the two Isurim will come together. When the two Isurim come together, are you chayav for both or only for one? This is the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama holds you chayav for both. Of course, Misa is only shayach once, but the nafka minah will be if a person did it b'shoigeg, he would only have to bring one korban. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he would only have to bring one korban. The sheet of the Chacham is he has to bring two korbanis. However, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that he's only chayv one korban for Imoy and not for Ashes Av. And the Gemara on Daf, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, tried to find a makor for the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara tried various approaches. There were problems with the various approaches until we came to Rava. Rava explained Rabbi Yehuda's shita as follows. In order to understand Rabbi Yehuda, said Rava, we have to be aware of three psukim concerning the Isser of Ashes Av and the Isser of Imoy. Two of the psukim are found in Parshas Achrimois, Perik Yudches, Pasuk Zayin, and Perik Yudches, Pasuk Ches, where the Torah speaks about the Azharois, the warnings, which women constitute Arayas, the forbidden illicit relations. And then we have Perichof, where we have the Oinchim, the punishments. So in Perik Yudches, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Ervas Avichov Ervas Imcha Loi Segalei, Imcha Hi Loi Segala Ervasa. The simple pshat in this pasuk would seem to be speaking totally about the Isser of Aim and nothing about the Isser of Ashes Av. Then in the next pasuk Ches, it states, Ervas Ashes Avicha Loi Segale, Ervas Avicha Hi. It would seem, Bepashtis, that here is where the Torah is introducing for the first time the concept of the Isser of an Ashes Av, your father's wife. And in the Oynish, in Perik Chof, Pasuk Yud Aleph, we have the Ish Asher Yishkav Ashes Aviv Ervas Aviv Gila Mois Yum Sushneim Demeim Bom. This Pasuk would seem to be speaking only about Ashes Av and not about Aim. Aim is not mentioned in this Pasuk at all. These are the three psukim that Rabbi Yehuda is going to darshan. And Rava tells us that Rabbi Yehuda begins with the first pasuk in Achrei Mois, Perik Yudches Pasuk Zayin, and he darshens it as follows. He divides up the pasuk into three parts. Ervas Avicha does not mean, as the Rabbanan learn, and as we would learn simple pshat, that we're speaking about Mishkav Schur, sodomy with his father, the erva of his father, and the erva of his mother, but rather Ervas Avicha refers to Ervas Ashes Avicha. How does Rav Yehuda learn this? From Gzei Reshava. The Gzei Reshava comes from the Oynish. Perik Chof Pasuk Yud Aleph in Parshas Kedoshim. There it states, V'ish Yishka Vas Ashes Aviv Ervas Aviv Gila. And here, the Torah at the end, here the Torah calls it Ervas Avicha, so we make Gzei Reshava, and we say that just like in the Oynish, the Pasuk is speaking about the Erva of Ashes Av, so too this Ervas Avicha is referring to the Erva of Ashes Av. And from a simple reading based on this Gzeirah Shavah, it would mean whether the Eishes Av is your mother or whether she's not your mother. Then the Pasuk says, Ervas Imcha, that's the second part of the Pasuk. Here we're speaking about where the Aim is not an Eishes Av. She's Anusas Aviv. She's only your mother, but she's not married to your father. That would be a second Isser written in the Torah. Then the Torah says, Imcha Hi. So the way Rabbi Yehuda learns it, this third part of the Pasuk is explaining to you the first part. In the first part, based on the Gzeirah Shavah, you understood it to mean that you're chayav for Eishes Av, both if she's your mother, or if she's not your mother, and if she's your mother, you would be chayav two Isurim. And in the case of a korban, you'd have to bring two korbanos, one for Aim and one for Eishes Av. That's what the third part of the pasuk is being megala imchahi. No, in that case, you're only chayiv for Aim. You're not chayiv for Eishes Av. And that will be megala. It will reveal on the first part of the pasuk, on Ervas Avicha, which we explained to mean Ervas Eishes Avicha, that we're speaking about only that she is a Eishes Av. That's when you're chayiv for Eishes Av. But if in fact she's an Eishes Av and an Aim, then you're only chayiv for Imchahi, the third part of the pasuk, only for Aim and not for Eishes Av. Now, what is the next pasuk? Perik Yud Ches, pasuk Ches, Ervas Eishes Avicha, Lo Yisagali. What is that being megala to us? We already had that according to Rabbi Yehuda's Pshat in the first pasuk, in pasuk Zion. The answer is, we learned in yesterday's shir, that it is a azhara for Eishes Av, even la'achar misa. So these were the various components that we discussed in the end of yesterday's shir. They constituted Ravis Teretz, explanation of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So we had to go through the Psukim and Achrimais and Kedoshim. We had the three parts of the first Pasuk Zion in Achrimais, how Rabbi Yehuda learns each one of those three parts. We had the Gzei Rishava to Kedoshim. And we had that Pasuk Ches, the second Pasuk in Achrimais, which speaks about Eishes Aim. That is speaking about La'achar Misa, because Eishes Av, that is speaking La'achar Misa, even if the father dies, there's still an Isser of Eishes Av, even La'achar Misa, because the regular Eishes Av, according to Rebuta, you already had in Pasuk Zion. These are the various components of Rav's Pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to learn all of them in greater elaboration in the coming Amud. As the Gemara begins, Tanya Kavaseda Rava. We learned in a Brisa, and this Brisa Rashi tells us is in Torah's Kahanim, which is also called Safra, and Stam Safra is Rabbi Yehuda. So if we're looking for the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the best place to look would be in Torah's Kahanim, which a Stam Brisa in Torah's Kahanim is Rabbi Yehuda. And when we see what the Brisa says there, it will corroborate that which Rava told us Pshat, in Rabbi Yehuda, that by Aim and Eishes Av together, you're only chayav for Aim and not for Eishes Av. Tanya Kavaseda Rava, we're going to focus now on the third pasuk that we are discussing, the one from Parshas Kedoshim. Let's review it in its entirety. The Gemara is now going to discuss each part of the pasuk, which states, V'ish asher yishkavesh Eishes Aviv, Ervas Aviv Gila, Mois Yumsu Shneim Demeim Bav. Begins the Gemara. Ish prat lekatan, as we've had in the previous stuff, we're going to have it again a number of times on this stuff, that ish, the first word in the pasuk, is memayit akatan. Akatan is not chayv. And the Rishonim discuss, why do we need a special meat for katan? We know akatan b'chol ha'Torah is lav baroinchin. We had this question already on daf nun beis amid beis in the sugya there, and we brought the various terutzim of the Rishonim to this kasha. Continues the Gemara, Asher Yish Gafes Eishes Aviv. The Pasuk in the Oynish, in Parsh Kedoshim, says that he will have relations with his father's wife, Mashma, Bein Eishes Aviv Shehi Imoy, Ubein Eishes Aviv Shaloi Imoy. So in the Oynish, it's Mashma, that there's an Oynish whether the father's wife is his mother or whether she is not his mother. Then the Gemara wants to know, Imoy she'eino eishes of menayin, how do we know that there's an oinish even for a mother who's not eishes aviv? Talmud Loimer, the pasuk there in Kedoshim says, Ervas aviv gila, that he has had relations with the erva of his father. Mufna, this is extra, lahakish v'ladna mimenu gzeira shava. It's extra in order to make a gzeira shava. And what precisely the gzeira shava is, the Gemara doesn't say right now. The Gemara will say the gzeira shava. We will speak it out at this point, as we've already mentioned in the Hagdama, that it's a gzeira shava from the oinish to the azhara. Just like here we have Ervas Aviv Gila, and in the Azhara we had Ervas Avicha Loisegale. So first we make Gzeira Shava that pasuk in Achrei Mois, which seems to be speaking about only the Isser of a mother. It doesn't say a word in the pasuk about Eishes Av. So we're going to say, just like this pasuk in Kedoshim specify specifically that we are speaking about Eishes Aviv, so Huad Din, the Ervas Avicha in Achrei Mois, is not speaking about Mishkav Schur with the father, but rather it's speaking about the Erva of Eishes Aviv. And now we're going to also make the Gzeirah Shava from Achrei Mois to Kedoshim. It's a two-way street. We, from Kedoshim to Achrei Mois, we learned that first Pasuk Zion is speaking about Eishes Av as well as aim, even though there's not a word of Eishes Av in the Pasuk. And now that we've established that Achrei Mois contains within it Eishes Av and aim, we go back to Kedoshim and we say that the Pasuk in Kedoshim, which doesn't say a word about aim, is speaking about aim because it mimics the Pasuk in Achrei Mois, which we have established is speaking about Eishes Av and Aim. So the Pasuk in Kedoshim is also speaking about Eishes Av and Aim. And we'll see this Gzeir Shava a few lines further in the Gemara when the Gemara elaborates on the Gzeir Shava. Continues the Gemara to darshan the words of the Pasuk, Mois Yumsu, that is Beskila. Atom or Beskila, you're saying it's Beskila. Maybe it's one of the other Mises. How do I know it's speaking about Skila? The answer is, as we've had in the previous daf, Nemar Khan Demeyam Bum. At the end of the Pasuk, it says, Mois Yumsu Shneyam Demeyam Bum. Venemar by Oviyadaini Demeyam Bum. By Oviyadaini, where the Torah says, Beferish over there, that they are stoned to death, Skila. And it uses the words Demeyam Bum. So I learn out, Malahal Meskila. Just like by Oviyadaini, these two types of sorcery, the Chia for them is Skila. Afkan, here where the Torah uses the same Lashon of Demeyam Bum, the punishment of Mois Yumsu is also Beskila. So the Gemara says, Oynish Amanu, you shown me the Oynish, Azhara Minayin. Ain Oynish Nalam Kemasirin, you don't give a punishment unless you warn. You have to have a Makor in the Torah that the Torah warned about this Aver as well. Where do we find the warning? Talmud Loimer, the answer is from Parshas Achrei Mois. Ervis of Ichalai Segal. This is how Rabbi Yehuda is going to darshan the pasuk of Ervis Avicha, which would seem to be speaking about Mishkaf Schur with the father, and he's going to darshan it. No. Ervis Avicha, Zu Eishes Avicha. This means the wife of your father, not with your father himself. Ato Aimer Eishes Avicha, you're telling me that the words Ervis Avicha means Eishes Avicha? Oyein El Ervis Avicha Mamish. Maybe it means sodomy with the father. It means Mamish Mishkaf Schur with the father. Where do you get to say the Ervis Avicha means Eishes Avicha? The answer is Avik Zeira Shava. Nemer Kan Ervis Avicha Loi Segala. It says over here in Achrei Mois, Ervis Avicha, we leave out the words Imcha, because we're not speaking about the mother right now. So the Gemara contracts the pasuk. Ervis Avicha v'Ervis Imcha Loi Segala. The Gemara contracts it into Ervis Avicha Loi Segala. V'Nemer L'Halan, it says over there in Parash Kedoshim by the Oynish, at the end of the pasuk, it says Ervas Aviv Gila. So I learn out Malahal b'Ishus Hakatsu Madavra. Just like over there, the Torah is beferish speaking about Eishus Av Afkan here, even though it's not beferish, but through the Gzeirah Shava b'Ishus Hakatsu Madavra. We're not speaking about relations with the Father Himself, Mishkav Schor. Rather, we're speaking about Eishus Av, and that the Torah is giving a warning that it is prohibited. Umashma, if we now have brought into the pasuk in Parshas Achrei the Isser of Eishes Av, then Mashma Ben Eishes Av She'imoy, whether the Eishes Av is his mother, Ben Eishes Av She'en Imoy, or if the Eishes Av is not his mother. But what about Imoy She'en Eishes Av? What about an Anusas Aviv, who's not married to his father, but yet this lady is his mother? Minayin, how do you know that that's Usser? Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk there in the second part of the Pasuk Zion, states, Ervas Imcha Loi Segala, even if she's your mother and she's not Eishes Av. Now, Ein Li Elabas Hara, Sha'as Hakas of Imoy, She'en Oy Eishes Aviv, Ki Imoy She Eishes Aviv, the way you've explained the Pasuk in Achrei Mois. So, first I had Eishes Av. Then I had Ein, even if she's not Eishes Av. But that's only Das Hara. How do you know Einish Menayin? How do you know that you receive an Einish for this as well? So now here, Rashi explains, is where the Gemara continues the Gzeru Shava, which the Gemara spoke about on the fifth line of this Amud. That Ervas Avicha Gila Mufne Lahakish V'Lodin Mimenu Gzeru Shava, and here is where the Gemara continues to explain that Gzeru Shava, which we mentioned before. Nemer Kana Ervas Avicha Loi Segala. It says in Achrei Mois, the Azhara of Eres Avicha Loi Segala, which we have explained to mean that it's Eishes Av. How did we know it's Eishes Av? Because we had Gzeru Shava from the Oynish in Parshas Kedoshim back to the Azhara in Achrei Mois. But now that I know that Achrei Mois is speaking about Eishes Av, the Nemer Lahal and Erevas of Vivgila, it says in Kedoshim, at the end of Perek, Yudches, Pasuk Chaf, it uses these words, Ervas Aviv Gila. So, Ma Bazhara, just like the Azhara, also a cause of Imoy She'en Eishes Aviv, Ki Imoy She'hi Eishes Aviv, now I could take that Gzeirah Shava and I can make it refer to the whole Pasuk of Perek Yudches, Pasuk Zion, where the Pasuk starts with Ervas Avicha, which is Ervas Eishes Avicha, and it continues, Imchahi. It speaks about Aim as well. So just like in Das Hara, the Torah made the mother, who's not Eishes Aviv, that it's also Aser, Ki Imoy Shehi Eishes Aviv, just like a mother who is an Eishes Aviv, because the Torah starts with Eishes Avicha, and Eishes Avicha means whether she is your mother, she's not your mother. So a mother without Eishes Av is just as Aser as a mother who is an Eishes Av. So, af ba'oinish, now we take the Gzeirah Shava back to Oinish from Azhara, and we say, asa kos of imoy she'en eishes aviv, ki imoy she'eishes aviv, that there's an isser on having relations with a mother who's not his father's wife, just like there is an isser to have relations with a mother who is a father's wife. Now, what's the third part of the Hazhara of the Pasuk? Imchahi. Mishum imoy atamachayvoy v'i atamachayvoy mishum eishes av. This is Rava's limud in Rav Yehuda. This is the Stam Safra Taurus Kahanim, which goes according to Rav Yehuda. We see it clearly. Tanya kavasei de Rava, that imchahi, that's what the Torah concludes there in Parshas Achrei, that if both Isurim come together, you're only chayv for aim and you're not chayv for eishes av. This is how Rav Yehuda darshens this pasuk. And now, as we explained before, based on the miut of imchahi, and you're not chayav for eishes av, so we go back to the beginning of the pasuk in Perek Yudches Pasuk Zayin, when it says ervas avicha, which means ervas eishes avicha. And we say that when are you chayav for eishes av, that's only if she's not your mother. Because if she's both your mother and eishes av, then you're only chayav for imchahi, for your mother, and not for eishes av. So when are you chayav for eishes av alone? That's if she was not your mother, then you're chayiv for Eishes Av. If she's both your mother and Eishes Av, you're only chayiv for Imcha. Now, the Gemara wants to know, how do the Rabbanan learn these psukim? The Rabbanan, they learn as follows. Ervas Avicha Mamish. That Ervas Avicha does not mean Erves Eishes Avicha. And therefore, they don't have this, they didn't learn this Gzeir Shavu. They didn't have a Kabbalah from their Rebbe to darshan this Gzeir Shavu. So Erves Avicha means sodomy, Mishkav Schur with the father. And that's why when the Pasuk at the end says Imchahi, it's not to teach me that you're Chayiv when it's Eishes Av and Aim only for Aim. Because this whole Pasuk, according to Rabbanan, is not speaking about Eishes Av. It's speaking about an Isser of Mishkav Schur with the father. It's speaking about having relations with the mother and nothing to do with Eishes Av. Where does Eishes Av get brought in? According to the Rabbanan, gets brought into the next Pasuk, Pasuk Ches, where the Pasuk says clearly, Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Sigali. That's where we mention for the first time Azhara about Eishes Av. So since they don't learn Pasuk Zion has anything to do with Eishes Av, therefore they don't use Imchahi to be Memayit, that when it's Eishes Av and Aim, you're only Chai for Aim. According to the Rabbanan, if it's Eishes Av and Aim, you're Chai for both. What do they use Imchahi to be Memayit? That we will learn later in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask this question right before the Mishnah. Now the Gemara has a different question on the sheet of the Chachamim. Rabbanan Erves Avicha Mamish, Hai Me'ez Zachar Nafka. We have a Pasuk, which we're going to speak about more on Amud Beis, where the Pasuk says, Ve'ez Zachar Leisishkav Mishkav Eisha. This is the Isser Ta'evahi, it's the Isser of Mishkav Schur. So how could the Rabbanan learn Erves Avicha that it's referring to Mishkav Schur? We have an Aveira for that already. Haim ve zocher nafka. The Gemara answers the chayiv of shtayim ein echanami. You'll be chayiv two. One for ves the pasuk of ves zocher loisishkav mishka veisha. You'll be over another avera of erves avicha loy segala. Ukir Rav Yehuda. This goes according to the sheet of Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda. Nach riabal aviv chayiv shtayim. Now always b'chol hashas nach refers to a goy. Here, Rashi explains to us, and we're going to see it soon in the Gemara, Nachri refers to Yisrael. Why we use the term Nachri, we'll see in the Gemara. But this means really a Yisrael. Yisrael, Baal Av, he had relations with his father, Chayiv Shtayim. He's over on two. One, the regular Mishkav Schur, and the second one for Erves Avicha. HaBaal Achiyav, if he has relations with his uncle, Chayiv Shtayim. He's also Chayiv two. One, for regular Mishkav Schur, the second for having relations with his uncle. Amar Rava says, Rava, Mistavra Milsad Rav Yehuda, Be Yisrael, Be Shagek, Ube Karbon. Rav Yehuda's words make sense if the Nachri is not a Goy, but rather it's speaking about a Yisrael. And it was done Be Shagek, and we're speaking about a Korban. Vahai the Kamer Nachri, so if it's speaking about a Yisrael, why in fact does it use a word of Nachri? Because Lishnam al Yehu, since we're speaking about a despicable act, which we Chas V'Shalom don't want to mention, that any Jew would do such an act, so therefore we say a Nachri did it. Really, we mean a Yisrael. But we want to say it as a euphemism in a way that we're not saying clearly that any Jew did such an act. The Isal Kedatach Nachri Mamish, I'll prove it to you, says Rav, that it can't be a real Goy, because if it's a real Goy, Dinoi Mainiyu Ktala. What's the Oynish for a Goy? Misa. As Rashi says, we have further in this parak, Dafnun Zayinim Abeis, by a Goy, as Hara Shalahem Zui Misasim. A Goy, as the Netziv learns the sugya here, has no concept of Korban. We can't be speaking about a Korban. The only Oynish that goes for a Goy is Misa. And Echlami, if a Goy will do this act, he'll be Chayiv Misa. And if his only punishment is Misa, betray Ktali Ktale. You're telling me that if he has relations with his father, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's Chayiv Shtayim. Or if he has relations with his uncle, he's Chayiv Shtayim. How can he be Chayiv Shtayim? The only Oynish for a Goy is Misa. Are you going to kill him twice? Elamai. It must be speaking about a Yisrael. We're using the Lashon Nachri Lishnam Al Yehi. It was speaking about B'Shaygeg. And it's Negei a Korban. And as Rashi explains, even though there's only one chorus for this, but there's two lavin. And since there's two lavin, there's two karbonis. And that's why we say chayiv shtayim. So it would only make sense if we're speaking about a Yisrael. Tanya nami hachi. We learned like this in a brice as well. Habal aviv chayiv shtayim. He has relations with his father. He's chayiv too. Habal achi aviv chayiv shtayim. Ikadi amri. Some say deloik Rebbe Yehuda. We said it's like Rav Yehuda, but it's not like Rebbe Yehuda of our Mishnah. Why? Because according to Rebbe Yehuda, there is no two lav. There's only one lav of Mishkav Schur. But Erva Savicha does not refer to having relations with sodomy with his father. It refers to Eshes Av. So there is no second lav. The Ikad Amri, however, there's others who are of the opinion of Philotema Rabbi Yehuda that this could be going even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'is lo b'kal v'chaymer machi aviv. He brings it through a kal v'chaymer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no direct pasuk for having relations with his father. He's chayv too korbanos, but it will be learned through a kal v'chaymer from his uncle, as Rashi brings down. That Achi Aviv is certainly not speaking about Eishes Achi Aviv, because that it says Beferish El Ishtoi Loisikarev, that you Loisikarev, you shouldn't come close to the wife of your uncle, to your aunt. So the Torah already said Beferish not to have relations with her. So when the Torah said the pasuk that don't have relations with Achi Aviv, here we can't say like Rabbi Yehuda that it means Eishes Achi Aviv. Here it means with his uncle. So once I know that the Torah made a second prohibition with having relations with his uncle, so I say the following: Oma Achi Aviv the Kurva de Aviv who Chayv Shtayim. If for having relations with his uncle, who's only a relative of his father, he's Chayv too Karbonis. So Aviv like Hoshchein. So certainly the Torah made two Chiyuvim and two Karbonis for having relations with his father, who he's much closer to. If the Torah was Mechayev, a relative of the father too, so certainly with the father himself too. That's how Rabbi Yehuda will learn it. So Ikad the Amri say that even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a Beferish or Pasuk of Ervas Aviv as a second Lav, he'll learn it from a Kal V'chaymer. And what is this Machlokes Tolya and whether we can learn from a Kal V'chaymer that having relations with his father, he'll be chayiv two karbonis or not? Can we learn it from the uncle or not? Kamifkli, this will be a machloikis as we find further in Daf Ayin Vav in this Masechta, beplukta dabai v'rava, mar sover ein shemen adin, mar sover ein shemen adin. The first sheet that says that there is no kal v'chaymer, you cannot learn it from a kal v'chaymer, holds ein shemen adin, that you cannot punish someone through a kal v'chaymer. It has to be beferish in the Torah. The other sheet, the Ikad Amri, that holds that you could learn it from a kal v'chaymer from the uncle, holds oinshin min adin, that you could punish someone even though it's not written beferish in the Torah, and you're only learning it out, for example, through a kal v'chaymer. The Orach Laner asks a question based on a Ritva and Makis. The Ritva and Makis states that there, everybody holds by a korban that ein shemen adin. When do we? Is there a machlokes of ein shemen adin or ein ein shemen adin? That's only by a punishment, like misa. But for a korban, that everybody holds ein shemen adin. If so, how come the Gemara over here says that it'll be totally in that machlokes? The Ritva and Makis says beferish that by korban ein shemen adin. And as we just explained, this whole shaila could only be negeah by a korban because you can't kill the person twice. So it's only negeah korban, so why don't we say ein shemen adin? On this, the Margolius Hayam and other achronim answer that when does the Ritva and Makis say his halacha? That's if the oinish of, for example, misa is written beferish in the Torah. The only thing that I'm learning out through the kal v'chaymer is negeah to korban. Then everybody holds ein shemen adin. But over here, I am learning the oinish of misa also from a kal v'chaymer. But it's not negeya lemaisa because you can't kill him twice. So the only practical application is the korban. But the korban is a derivative of the oinish itself of misa. And the oinish itself of misa you're trying to learn out from the kal v'chaymer. The Torah was mechayev two isurim, two lavin, and as a result, two oinshim of misa. But since you can't kill him twice, it's only applicable when it's negeya korban. On that, it would be possible, even according to the Ritva Makis, to say Ein Ein Shemin Adin. And that's why the Gemara says it will be telling the Machlokes of Abai and Rava on Daf Ein Vav Amid Aleph whether Ein Shemin Adin or not. Continues the Gemara, Rabbanan Asar Leishas Av Minolahu, if the Rabbanan are learning that first Pasuk, Perik Yukas Pasuk Zayin, Ervis Avicha is referring to Mishkav Schur, so where in fact do they have Azhara for Eishas Av? And Einish we have, that's in Parsh Kedoshim. But where do you have the Azhara? The Gemara answers, Nafgalume, Ervis Eishas Avicha, Leisagal. They learn it from Perik Yukas Pasuk Ches. The very next Pasuk says Beferish, we're speaking about a Ervis Eishas Avicha. So now the kasha goes back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda need that second pasuk ches? We already learned the azhara for Eishes Av in pasuk Zion. Hahu meboyalei lazhara le'eishes Av lachamisa. That is telling you, as we learned in yesterday's sugya, that Rav explained that in his teretz, that the second pasuk ches, that's speaking about Eishes Av of lachamisa, that even if the father died, there's still an isser of Eishes Av to the son. The Rabbanon, where the Rabbanon going to learn that from? Ahumi Sefer the Kronafka. They learn it from the end of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk Ches reads in its entirety, Ervas Eishas Avicha Loisegale, Ervas Avicha Hi. So from Ervas Avicha, the end of the Pasuk, they learn out, from the beginning of the Pasuk, they learn out Azhara for regular Eishas Av. And for Eishas Av Lachamisa, they learn from the end of the Pasuk. Now we go back to Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda use the end of the pasuk of Ervas Avicha Hiv? Rabbi Yehuda, who me boyle mishum eishes avat amachayvoy, viyat amachayvoy mishum eishes ish. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that when you have two isurim together of eishes av and of eishes ish, you're only chai for eishes av and not eishes ish. Ask the Gemara, v'anantanan, we learned in our Mishnah Beferish, not like that, habol eishes av chai v'lov mishum eishes ish, that if somebody has relations with his father's wife, he's chai for eishes av and eishes ish, bein b'chai aviv, whether his father's still alive, bein la'achar mises aviv, or even if his father died. And we explained that when it says even when his father died, that refers to Eishes Av La'achar Misa. Eishes Ish is certainly not applicable La'achar Misa. If a husband dies, there is no longer any Isser of Eishes Ish. But Eishes Av is even La'achar Misa. But the Gemara here is focusing on Mechayim. Mechayim, the Mishnah says clearly that you're chayv for Eishes Av, and on that you're chayv also for Eishes Ish. That's why the Gemara says that you're chayv b'chaye aviv. Chaye aviv refers to Eishes Av and Eishes Ish. It's only Eishes Av that's applicable after death and not Eishes Ish. But Arkash is Mechayim, you're over both. V'loy polig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on that fact. So how could you tell me now that Rabbi Yehuda uses the end of Pasuk Ches of Ervas Avichahi to be Memayit and not Eishes Ish? Amar Abaye polig b'Braisa. Even though you didn't find it in the Mishnah, the fact is that in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda does argue. He holds that you're not chai for Eishes Ish, even when the father is alive. And how does he know it? From Ervas Avicha He uses that miyah to be mayat Eishes Ish. The Rabbanan disagree, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're only chai for Eishes Av and not for Eishes Ish, even b'chai aviv. Now the Gemara asks the following kasha: Rabbanan oynish the Eishes Av lachamisa menolahu. The first part of the pasuk they use for Ervas Eishes Avicha das hara. The last part they use for the Azhara of Lachar Misa. That's good. Azhara works out very well, according to Rabbanan. But where do they know the Oynish of Eishes of Lachar Misa Menalahu? You could ask the same kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. No, you can't. Because Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Maisalab Gzeirah Shavah. Rabbi Yehuda has the Gzeirah Shavah. So since there's Azhara of Lachar Misa for Eishes Av, there's also an Oynish Lachar Misa for Eishes Av. We learn the Oynish from the Azhara. El Rabban, who don't hold of this, because they were shavim in Allahu, how are they going to learn out the Oynish of Eishes Av Lachamisa? Amri Loch, they will answer you, Ahu, Ervas Avich Gila, which it says at the end of the Pasuk by Oynshim, Perik Chaf, Pasuk Yud Aleph. that Erev Aviv Gila, Demapik lo Rabbi Yehuda l'Gzeirah Shavah. Rabbi Yehuda used those words to make his Gzeirah Shavah between Ashor and Einish back and forth. And the Rabbanan don't hold of the Gzeirah Shavah, but they have that pasuk extra. So Mafgilei Inu lo Einish Teishas of Lacham. He said they'll take those words, those extra words, and instead of using it for Gzeirah Shavah, they'll use it for an Einish of Eishas of Lacham. He said without Gzeirah Shavah. Now the Gemara has another kash. Rabbanan Einish le'imoy she'ein Eishas of Minolu. How do they know about a mother who's not Eishas Aviv? Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, there's a Gzeirah Shavah. Just like in Das Hora, we have, it says, Beferish, Ervas Imcha Loi Segala, which refers to a mother who's not an Eishas Av, so we make Gzeirah Shavah to the Einish as well. Even though the word Ein does not appear at all in the Einish, only Eishas Av appears, but the Gzeirah Shavah is able to put the word Ein into the Pasuk by Einish as well, so they're covered. Of the Rabbanon, they don't hold it because they were Shava. So where do they learn out? And we mentioned this in yesterday's shir, that Rav Shisha Breder Rav Idi is going to learn out a different limit from Imchahi. And here is the limit of Rav Shisha Breder Rav Idi. Amakra Imchahi. By the Azhara, but since it's extra, asa kosav le'imoy, she'ein eishes aviv, ke'imoy shehi eishes aviv. She's your mother. In all situations, she's your mother. Whether she's your eishes av, whether she's not your eishes av, and even though the pasuk is speaking about an Azhara, since it's extra, we're going to use it according to the Rabbanan for aim for the oinish. This is how the Rabbanu learn aim, who's not an Eishas Av, for the Einish. So in summation, let us go through the Psukim, and let us see how Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanu learn each part of these Psukim. The Pasuk, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Zayin, Ervas Avicha, Rabbi Yehuda learns, it's an Azhara for Eishas Av. According to the Rabbanu, it's an Azhara, a second Lav, for Mishkav Schur with the father. This next part of the pasuk, Ervas Imcha, that they both learn the same. It's an Azhara for a mother who's not Eishas Av, in other words, an Anusas Aviv. The third part of the pasuk, Imcha Hi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's telling you Imcha Hi, you're chayiv when she's an Eishas Av and an Aim, you're only chayiv for Aim and not for Eishas Av. The Rabbanan don't have that miyut because they don't learn this pasuk is speaking at all about Aim. It's only speaking about, it's speaking at all about Eishas Av. It's only speaking about Aim. So they taka hold la locha that Aim and Eishas Av, you're chayav for both. But you know what you need Imcha Hi, as we just learned. This is an Einish for a mother who is not the father's wife, an Anusas Aviv. The phrase before was Azhara. This phrase is extra, so this phrase we use for the Einish. Then we go to Pasuk Ches, Ervas Eishas Avicha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is, we already knew Eishas Av from the Pasuk before, so this is for Lachar Misa. According to Rabbanan, the Pasuk before was speaking about Aim, nothing to do with Eishas Av. It was speaking about Mishkav Schur, nothing with Eishas Av, so this is the first time we're getting an Azhara for Eishas Av. Then we have the end of Pasuk Ches, Ervas Avicha Hi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it excludes Eishas Ish, that you're only chai for Eishas Av, even Mechayim, and not for Eishas Ish. According to the Rabbanan, this is Azhara for Eishas Av, La'achar Misa. Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the beginning of the Pasuk, the Rabbanan learned it from the end of the Pasuk. And finally, the Pasuk in Kedoshim, Ervas Aviv Gila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is free for Gzeirah Shavah. And from that Gzeirah Shavah, I'm able to learn out an Einish by a mother who's an Anusas Aviv. I'm also able to learn out an Einish for an Eishas Av L'Achar Misa. According to the Rabbanan, we don't learn it from Gzeirah Shavah, from the Azhara to the Einish, but rather, this one extra phrase is used only for one limud, that is an Einish for Eishas Av L'Achar Misa. Einish for a mother who's not an Eishas Av and an Anusas Aviv, that he already learned from Imcha Hi, the third part of Pasuk Zayin. And now we're able to continue with the next part of the Mishnah. Habal Kalasi, somebody has relations with his daughter-in-law. So it says he's chayiv for Eishas Ish, and he's chayiv for Kalasi. Ask the Gemara, v'lechayiv namim mishum Eishas Benoi, since it says in the Torah, Ervas, the Torah speaks about a daughter-in-law. and it says, Ervas kalos choloisigala, eishes bincha hi. So the Gemara is asking, why aren't you chayv both for kala and for eishes bincha? Amar Abaya, pasra kasa b'kalase, the Torah began with daughter-in-law, v'siyim, and it ended b'eishes b'noi. Lo melech to tell you, zui kalase, zui eish b'noi. As Rashi explains, since the pasra continues and says, Eish is bincha he, the Torah is trying to tell you, that this same woman is both a kala and Eish is ben, but she's one erva. And that erva is kalasa, you're not chayv for two. Why did the Torah repeat it, says Rashi, to tell you that kalasa, you're chayv even la'achar misa, but you do not divide it into two separate lavin. Eish is bincha he, the same woman is your kala, it's eishes bincha, you're only over for one and not for two separate isur. Continues the Mishnah. Habo al hazocher v'al behema v'isha mevias habehema b'skila. What the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah is doing is taking all of the isurim that we spoke about for which there's a chi of skila and explaining different new points on each thing. We already went through Aim and Eishes Av. We went through Kalosai, Eishes Ish. And now we're going to go through some new ideas concerning the next few Isurim. The Meiri points out that concerning Abal Zohar, the Mishnah is not going to say any Chiddush. The next Mishnah, for example, HaMegadev, the Mishnah explains exactly how the Aver of Megadev is done. So in this particular Aveira of Zohar, the Mishnah does not say anything new that we didn't know before. The only thing new that we're going to speak about is a person has relations with a behema, and Isha Mavias a behema. If she brings the animal upon her to be Roveya her, we're going to learn something new about those two. So the question is, why mention Abal Zohar if you're not going to learn anything new? We already learned in the previous Mishnah that this is an Aveira. For which one is Chayv Skila? So the Miri answers, Einachanam is nothing new. He just brought in Zohar to continue the flow of the various Isurim for which one is Chayv Skila. Now the Gemara says the new idea of Behema, Habal Behema, and Isha Mevias Behema is Beskila. Im Ada Chata Behema Machata, the din is you have to kill the animal as well. The person is a Bar Das, he did a Chet, you have to kill him. Why do you kill the animal? The Mishnah gives two reasons, and the Gemara is going to explain what the difference is between these two reasons. El Lafi, reason number one, Lafi Shabal Adam Takal Al Yada. Since, Rashi says, a Michshal Avon, since a person had a Yerida, he had a Michshal, he fell down and stumbled as a result of this animal. So therefore, and the Tiferes Shaul explains, we're worried that perhaps another animal, another person will be over and have a downfall, a michshal, with this animal as well, and therefore the animal is killed. Lefisha ba l'adam takol al yada, lefika chamar kasef tisak, the animal should be killed as well. Dover acher, another reason, shalai tei behem oiv eretz b'shuk, an animal shouldn't go in the marketplace, v'yoymru, and they will say, zu hishenisko ploni al yada, you see that animal? That's the one that Reuven got killed because of that animal. It will be a bezoyan to the mace, and because of that bezoyan, we killed the animal as well. Now, the Gemara is going to find the sources for Zohar and for Behema. And actually, we're going to have to find eight different sources. Why? Because number one, we have to find it for Zohar and Behema. Number two, we have to find the Hazhara and the Oynish, as we had in the previous Gemara. And also, we have to find it in each case for the Sheichev, the passive partner, and the Nishkav, the Sheichev is the active partner, and the Nishkav, the passive partner. So altogether, between the Einish and the Azhara, for the Sheichev and the Nishkav, for Zohar and Behema, it means we're going to have to come up with eight different sources. So we begin first with the four sources, which are Negeah Zohar. Zohar Minolam, where do we know there's Azhara for the Avera of Mishkav Skor, the Tana Rabbanu? We learned in Abraisa, Ish Prat Lekotin. The Pasuk says in Kedoshim, and here we're speaking about the Oynish, Perikhov, Pasuk Gimel, The isha she yishkav as zocher, mishkave isha, ta'eva asu shneem, maisu masu demeem bum. So we darshan all the words of this pasuk. Ish prat lekotten. A kotten who has relations, he is not chayiv misa. Although, if it's a bia ben tes, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara further, a bia ben tes is a bia, so if he had relations with a gadol, who was the passive partner, the gadol would be chayiv from a katan whose bia was ben tes, although the katan himself is potter from oinshem. And again, the Rishonim ask, why do we have to tell you here that the prat lekatan, that if the katan is the shoychev, if he's the active partner, he's not a bar oinshem, why do you need a special meat that he doesn't get skila? Asher yishkav es zocher. Now here the Torah doesn't say he has relations with the passive partner who's an ish, but rather zocher. And therefore we learn out, ben gadol ben katan. If the roiveya, the boyel, the active partner was a gadol, even if the passive partner was a katan, Bang gadol bang katan, the gadol the shaychev will be chayiv. The Gemara will give a certain minimum age. Either it has the katan has to be over 3, or he has to be over 9. We'll see that at the end of today's shir. But he does not have to be a gadol to be mechayiv the shaychev. Mishkave isha, the pasuk says, Magilach, this teaches you, Magloch HaKosef Sheshnei Mishkavos B'Isha, that there are two places to have bia with a woman. One is natural, one is anal, which is not natural. Amar Rav Shmuel HaReza Bo L'Lamed V'Nimtza Lamad. The Torah is trying to explain to you what type of Mishkav the Zohar is doing. But by the Zohar, it's always, as Rashi says, unnatural. It's bia shaloi kedarka. So it comes out, Rabbi Shmuel tells us that the Torah is trying to teach you something about Mishkav Schur, but actually it's teaching you something on Mishkav Eisha, that by a woman, all the Arayas, there's a chi of both kedarka and shaloi kedarka. Natural or unnatural, you're chayiv for both, because it can't be teaching you this about a zocher, because by a zocher, Rashi says, every bia is shaloi kedarka, not natural. So if you're telling me there's mishkav eisha, it must be that from the thing you're coming to learn, that itself is what you're teaching me, nageya, that thing, you're teaching me this halacha, that for an isha, there's two mishkavis and you're chayiv by bia shaloi kedarka and by bia shaloi kedarka. Continues the pasuk, mois yumsu, that's beskila. Atamer beskila ein el ba'achas mikol miso amuris betar, maybe it's one of the other mises, nemer kan demam bum. The name of you down, you demand bum. Malham meskilav kam meskila. So as we've learned before, from demayim bum, which it says by you down, we make zera shava. There by you down, it says beferish was meskila. So too here, it is beferish. Through the zera shava, we say that it's meskila as well. Continues the Gemara on daf nundal amid beis. Einish shamanu. We now have learned the einish both by the shaychev and the nishka, because that says beferish in the pasuk. Ta'eva asu shneyem moisu masu demeim bum. They both died, a shaychev and a nishkav. The question is now, so we've already learned two of the four things that we have to learn by a zacher, the einish, by the shaychev and the nishkav. As har minayin, what about the azhara? Talmud loimer, the pasuk says in parsha zacher mois, ve'es zacher loy tishkav, mishkave isha ta'eva hi. So that's azhara, that the that one should not have relations with another zacher, and it is a toev and an abomination. The Gemara says, now you've learned the third thing, lamadna ashar l'shaychev. The pasuk's definitely speaking about the active partner. Ashar l'nishkav minayin, how do you know a warning for the passive partner, which is not stated in that pasuk in Achrim Mois? So the Gemara says, Talmud Loimer, Lo yeh kadosh bnei Yisrael, a kadosh is a designated person for znus. The word kadosh has to do with znus. So a woman should not be designated for znus, and a man shouldn't be designated for znus either. Mishkav schur. Vo aimer, how do I see that Kaddish refers to Mishkav Schor? That I learned from a pasuk in Melachim concerning Rechavim. At the time when Rechavim became Melech, what was the Madreg of Klal Yisrael? There were individuals who vegam kodesh hayu ba'aretz asu kicholat ha'evis hagoyim asher hayrish. They did according to all the abominations of the nations that Hashem drove out of Eretz Yisrael. So we see a link here, as Rashi explains. This is a three-part limud. We see from the pasuk Melachim that toy avois, that abominations are associated with kodesh. If so, the pasuk in Dvorim Chaf Gimel and Parsh Kiseitze, lo yeh kodesh, where it does not use the word toy avois, but it, now that we see from Melachim, kodesh is related to avois, so kodesh in Kiseitze is also to avois. And now Rashi says, if you take the pasuk concerning Mishkav Schur, which the pasuk by the Oynish says clearly that Mishkave Isha Toy Eva Asu Shneim Moisu Masu Dmeim Bam. So the Toy Eva of Mishkav Schur relates to Shneim, to the Shaychev and the Nishkav. So Memela now the pasuk in Kiseitze Lo Yiyeh Kadesh Dazhar of Kadesh, which we see from Melachim refers to Teiva, and Mishkav scores a Teiva, which is Nageya in the Oynish of Shaychev and Nishkav. So here in Dazhar of Lo Yiyeh Kadesh it refers to Shaychev and Nishkav as well. The Marsha asks a bomba of Akasha, what do you need this three-part limud? Let's make a simple limud. Because by the Oynish, it says, by Mishkav Schor Te'eva. And by the Hazhara, it says, Ve'ezachar lois ishkav mishkave isha te'eva hi. So why do you have to go through Kiseitze? And Melachim goes straight from the Oynish to the Hazhara. By both of them, it says te'eva. And just like the Oynish is Shaychev and Ishkav, the Hazhara is also Shaychev and Ishkav. The answer says the Marsha, we're going to see from the following Gemara that according to Rabbi Shmuel, if somebody behel mechad, in one moment of not knowing or not remembering that it's usher, he did b'shoigeg two averes, he was a shoichev, and then in the same helam, he was a nishkav, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he's over on two lavin. Why? The way we learned that it's very good, because the shoichev, he's over from v'ezachar loisishkav mishkav isha, for the nishkav, he's over on v'gam, on loyye kodesh. But if you're going to learn it out from Xer Shava, from the Einish to the Azhara, so it comes out there are no two lavin in the Azhara. There's only one. There's only v'ezachar loisishkav of mishkav isha ta'evahi, and I know from the Einish that ta'eva refers to the shaychev and the nishkav, so that this lav will refer to the shaychev and the nishkav in the Azhara as well. So then according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll only be over one, and the Gemara is going to say, apparently Rabbi Shmuel had a Kabbalah, that you're going to be over two in such a scenario. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel learned it out from a three-way limit. That's Rabbi Shmuel's limit. Continues the Gemara. Divri Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, ain't it tzarich? You don't need this whole three-way limit. Harehu Oimer, ve'ezachar loisishkav mishkave isha, kri bei loisishachev. It's written in an active tense. Loisishkav, he should not be the one who is the boil, the reveya. But we could also read it as loisishachev. He should not cause himself to lay down and be the passive one. So therefore, from the same, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara is going to say you're only over one, because from the same pasuk as Zochar Loisishkav Mishkave Isha Toyevi, we're going to learn out the Shaychev, and we're going to learn out Loisishachev. We're going to learn out for the passive, for the Nishkav one as well. So we've covered now the Oynish for both by Zochar. We've covered the Azhara for Shaychev and Nishkav, Rabbi Shmuel Lishitasai and Rabbi Kiva Lishitasai. Now we go to Behemah. Behemah Nolan. How do you know all the Oynish and Azhara by Shaychev and Nishkav by Behem, but the Tana Rabbanit. Again, we go to the Oynish. In Vayikra Chav, it tells us in Pasuk Tes Vav, Ve'isha Sheyitin Shchafte B'Behema Mois Yumasu Ve'es HaBehema Taraydu. So we learn again. Ish Prat Lekotin. Asher Yitin Shchafte B'Behema Ben Gdo Ben Ktana. There's by a zohar, a man, there we learned that there is a minimum age. He has to be at least 3, or perhaps he has to even be 9. But by a behemoth, it doesn't matter how old she is. There's no chilek ben gedol and ktana. There is an iser of bestiality of mishkav with the behemoth. Mois yumas beskila. Atomer beskila ein el of achas mikomi somish betar. Maybe it's one of the other mises. Now here, for the first time, we have a new limit for skila. Until now, we've learned skila either, it says it beferish in the pasuk, like oivy adaini, or we've learned it from Exer Shavah, from Oivy Adaini, on Demeim Bom. Now we have a new limit from the word Taharoigu. Ne'emar kan Taharoigu. It says over here, Mois Yumas Ve'esa Behema Taharoigu. Ve'ne'emar Lahalan, it says by the maces, by someone who convinces somebody else to serve Avodah Zarah, it also says, ki horig taharigenu malahalam beskila, just like over there by maces it's a oynish of skila afkan beskila. So that's how we know the oynish of skila. Lamadnu oynish l'shaychev. So we've learned one of the four lamudim: oynish by shaychev, oynish l'nishkav minalan. How do you know oynish by nishkav? By the passive partner. Talmud loimer kol shaychev in behema mois yumas. We have a pasuk in parsha shayftim shmois chav beis that whoever has relations with an animal should die. And we don't need that pasuk because we already had the pasuk earlier in Parshas Kedoshim that told us that Isha she'itin shchafta bebehema, that mois yumas. So why do we need this pasuk in Shaiftim? Talmud Leimer called Shaychev Be'er Ma'isum. It's a main inil Shaychev. If you don't need it for Shaychev, then new inil Nishkav. You could use that same pasuk for Nishkav. So we have one pasuk, an einish for Shaychev. We have a different pasuk, an einish for Nishkav. Lamanu einish bein l'Shaychev bein l'Nishkav. Now we've learned the einish by both. Now we have to go to the Azhara. Azhara minayin. How do you know the Azhara? Talmud Leimer ubechol behem leisit nishchaftechol l'tama ba. That for any animal, a person should not lie with an animal. That's the Azhara for the Shaychev. Lamad Nasar L'Shaychev. L'Nishkev Menayin. We have 3 things already learned out. Doinish by Shaychev Nishkev. The Azhara by Shaychev. How do you know the passive partner? The Azhara Talmud Leimer. Now Rabbi Shmuel uses the same limit as he did before by Zohar. It says, Lo Yeh Kodesh B'nei Yisrael. And Voimer V'gam Kodesh Hayu Bo'aretz. By Rechavam, he was Kodesh and Te'eva. So the pasuk in Kisei Tzilei Kaddish includes Te'eva. And being with an animal is a Te'eva. And it's by Zohar, it's by the Shaychev and the Nishkav. So therefore, the Azhara of Lo Yeh Kaddish is by the Shaychev and the Nishkav as well. The only problem is that if you look in the Azhara in Parshas Achrimais, you look in the Oynish in Parshas Kedoshim, by neither of them does it say anything about the word Te'eva. For example, in Parshas Achrei, when it speaks about Behema, it says, Uvechol Behema leisit nishchaftecho l'tama ba, ve'isha loisamoid lefnei Behema l'riva tevel hu. By a woman who has a Behema who's revei her, so it is a perversion. But nowhere does it use the word Te'eva, abomination. This is Rashi's Kasha. So Rashi answers that if you look at the end of the Parsha of Arayis, there it says in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Choftes, Ki kol asher yasa mikol ha-Te'eva sa'eila v'nichrasu anafarshus ho'isis mekerev amam. And it says also in Pasuk Chav Zion there, Ki es kol ha-Te'eva sa'eil osu anchi arts asher lefneichem v'tit morat. So there's an overall definition of all the Arayas that they're all called Te'eva. So learns Rashi. Tosfos says, if that's so, then it should come out that for all the Arayas, you're over the Isser itself, plus an additional lav of Te'evos. So apparently you can't say that the Te'evos goes on all the specific Isurim. So Tosfos says it must be that the Pasuk Chof Beis, Perik Yitches Pasuk Chof Beis, Ves Zoch Eloisishkav Mishkav Eisha Te'eva Hi, and then it says, Uvechol Behema Eloisid Nishchavtecha. Even though if you look in Tosfos, he says, Vechol Behema, the Vav is Moisev, it's apparently a typo, it should be Uvechol behema, but there's a vav that connects the zocher to the behema. And in the pasuk of zocher, it says beferish to eva. So memela in the pasuk of behema, it also says to eva. So I just want to point out that the limud by behema is not as smooth as the limud by zocher. Because by zocher, by the oinish, it said clearly in the pasuk that they're both chayv, the shaychem and the nishkav. It called it to eva. We had a gzeirah shava from Malachim to the pasuk in Kisetze of Kadesh, that Kadesh is linked together with Tayeva. And we saw by Shaychev and Nishkev, by the Oynish, by Zachar, that it's Tayeva. So we could say the Azhara of Kadesh, which is now defined as being a Tayeva, includes the Shaychev and the Nishkev, which we see from the third part of the Limud from the Oynish of the Zachar. But when you get to Behema, it's not so smooth. True, according to Rashi and Tosfos, there's somehow or other we're going to have Behema linked to Te'eva as well. But we don't have the Te'eva written by the Oynish, and like you have by Zohar, where it says the Shoichev and the Nishkev. By Behema, the Oynish by the Shoichev is one pasuk. The Oynish by the Nishkev is a second pasuk. The Te'eva is written in the parsha of the Azhara, but apparently that's enough. As Tosfos Lashon is, Gabi Zohar Nicha de Yalef Shapir Mishim Dixiv Bu Te'eva Begufe. As long as I find somewhere related to this Aver that's called Te'eva, be that by the Behema, it's only listed that way in the Azhara. It's not listed together with the Shoichem, the Nishkev, by the Oynish, as it is by Zohar. But once I find that the Aveira of Behema is called Te'eva, and I know from the various psukim that the Oynish is side the Shoichem and the Nishkev by Behema, whether the man is the Roiveya, or the man allows himself to be passive in together with the animal who's reveya, the person. Either way, both by the Shoichev and by the Nishkav, there's an Oynish, and it's called Te'eva. So when I have the Pasuk of Lo Yiyek Kodesh, which is also a Te'eva based on the Pasuk of Malachim, so it's also going on the Shoichev and the Nishkav. I'm just pointing out that it's much more complicated by the Behema than it is by the Zohar. Continues the Gemara that this is the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Kiva again disagrees. Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't need this three-part limud. Rabbi Kiva Oimer ain't a tzarcha. Rei Oimer leisitein shchafticha. That's the active, but I can also read it in a passive way. Leisitein shechivascha. That's the passive way that the person is being nirva by the animal. And that is also prohibited. So it's all learnt out, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Azhara is all learnt out from the same pasuk in Parshas Achrei of Loisitein Shechafticha. Or, but for the Nishkav, we can read it Loisitein Shechivascha. Continues the Gemara. Habo ala zocher vehevi olav zocher. As Rashi says, he did this behelem echad. He didn't know that these things were usher. So he was the roiveya on a zocher. And also in the same forgetting, the same not knowing, b'shoigeg, he brought a zocher on him where he was the passive one. How many korbanis does he have to bring? How many lavin was he omer abavua? L'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, chayv shtayim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you chayv two. Chada miloy sishkav. He's chayv for the first pasuk that we have on this amud. Ve'ezocher loy sishkav mishke ve'isha te'eva hi. V'chada miloy yekadish. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the nishkav by a zocher is learned from Parshas Kiseitze, the three-part limud from Malachim, from Rechavim, as we explained before. So he'll be over to Isur. But l'divrei Rabbi Kiva, ein chayv ala achas. There, for the same act, he'll only be chayv one. He'll only have to bring one korban b'shoigeg. Why? Loi sishkav, and we read it, loi sishachev, chodehi. That's all learned from the same pasuk. You can't mechayv him two lavim if you read the word in two different ways. So he's only chayv one. Now let's go to the following case. Habo al behema ve'evi behema olav. In the same halama, he had relations with a behema, and he brought the behema on himself. How many of you are over here? Amar Rav Avua, l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, chayv shtayim. Chodem aloi sitein shchaftecha. That is the pasuk of ubechol behema leisitein shchaftecha letama va, which is Azhara from Parshas Achrei Mois concerning a behema, and v'chodim aloyiyeh kaddish. Again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the nishkav we learn from loyiyeh kaddish, the way we explained it before, how we make that whole limit. So you're over two lavin. But l'divrei Rabbi Akiva, ein achav alach, you only have one. Shchaftecha u'shchivascha chodehi. We're learning it out from the same lav. From Parshas Achrei, v'chol behem loisid nishchavtecha. Rabbi Akiva says you could read it passively, loisid nishchivoscha. So you're only chayiv one in this case. However, here on this point, Abaye disagrees. In the first case by Zohar, Abaye agreed with what Rabbi Avua said, but in this case by Behema, Abaye disagrees. Abaye amar filo divrei Rabbi Shmuel nami ein achayv ala achas. By Behema, even Rabbi Shmuel will agree that in this case of Habal Behema, Behavi Behema Allah, you're only chai of one. Why? The Chiksiv Loye Kaddish, you said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a second love of Loye Kaddish. That's Kaddish means Znus, and Znus only refers Begavriksiv, only by people. As Rashi brings the Pasuk, the Gemara in Yavam Stafnun Tesamid Beis, by an animal, it's called Esnan Zoyna Mechir Kelev. It has different lashonis. It's an avera. It's a terrible avera. It's chayv misa. But it's not called kodesh. It's not znus. And therefore, your whole limud can't be used. Rashi says the Gemara does use it. Rabbi Shmuel does use it. He was just saying l'rafchad amilsa. Since he used kodesh for zachar, he used it for behema. But he really didn't mean to learn it out from kodesh. So the Gemara asks, if he didn't mean to learn out from Kodesh, Rabbi Shmuel, Azhar l'nishkav, how do you know by a behema, Azhar for nishkav, minole? The answer is, nafgalei mikol shoich v'behema ma'ishumas. If you remember earlier, we learned the oynish for nishkav from a pasuk in shoiftim, kol shoich v'behema ma'ishumas, which we said was extra. We didn't need it from Shaykhiv, because for Shaykhiv we already learned it out from Isha Shayitin Shaftoi Bebehemam Mois Yumas. So we had a pasuk for that already. So if you don't need it for Shaykhiv, learn out it for Nishkav. So it comes out, says Abaye in Rabbi Shmuel, Va'afki Rachmanu L'Nishkav V'Lashon Shaykhiv. So it's an interesting thing. The Torah gave an Oynish to a Nishkav by calling him a Shaykhiv. Why did the Torah do it that way? Why didn't it call the Nishkav what he is, the Nishkav? So the answer is because the Torah wants to tell you that Ma Shaykhiv Onish V'Hizir. Just like by a Shaykhiv, there's an Oynish which we learn out from Isha Shayit and Shchafta Behema. And there's an Azhar which we learn out from Chol Behema Lishin Shchafta Chol Tamibo, Af Nishkav, the Nishkav also. Onish, we have an Oynish from Kol Shaykhiv Behema Mashumas. The Hizir, there's also Azhar. Which Azhara? So Rashi explains going to be the same Azhara which you have by the Shaykhiv, which is Chol Behema Lishin Shchafta Chol Tamibo. So it comes out a very interesting thing, which will be negated to Gemara further, that according to Rabbi Avua, Rabbi Shmuel uses the same pasuk of Lo Yiyeh Kaddish B'nei Yisrael for a Nishkav Zachar and for a Nishkav Behema. According to Abaye in Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel uses the same pasuk for the Azhara of a Shaychev Behema as well as a Nishkav Behema. And this will be Nageya in a case that we're going to have in a few minutes. Now, what about this case? Hanirva l'zachar v'hanirva l'behema. He's passive from a zachar. He's passive in helem echad from a behema, amar Rav Avua. So Rav Avua said, l'divi Rav Akiva chayv shtayim. According to Rav Akiva, you're chayv too. Chodom eloi sishkav v'chodom eloi sitin shchaftecha. So there's two separate isurim. Rav Akiva holds the shaychev and the nishkav by zachar have the same as hara. The shaychev and the nishkav by behema have the same as hara. But here you're talking about a zachar and a behema. A zachar has his own as hara from loisishkav, which I read loisishachev. And by a behema, I have a different as hara. Loisitin shchaftecha, I read it loisitin shchaftecha, I read it shichvasecha. I read it in a passive manner. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, you'll be chayv too in this case. But l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, ain't chayv ala achas. Rabbi Avuah's shita is that Rabbi Shmuel does use the pasuk of Lo Yeh Kadosh Bnei Yisrael both for a nishkav zocher and for a nishkav behema. So it comes out if he did both behelam echad, he's only chayv one. Which one? The one of Lo Yeh Kadosh Bnei Yisrael. Abai Omer, Abai L'shitasei disagrees vehemently with Rabbi Avuah. Abai Omer, Fula de Rabbi Shmuel nami chayv shnayim. In this case, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you chayv two. Why? The chsiv kol shoich v'behema mois yumos. How did we learn out the oynish for a nishka by a behema? Because it was part of the pasuk of kol shoychev in behem l'shiyomis. Imeni nil shoychev nu nil nishkav. You don't need it for shoychev because for shoychev I have a different pasuk. Isha sheyitin shchafta behema. So why does the pasuk use this in parsha shoychev? This pasuk. The answer is imeni nil shoychev nu nil nishkav. That this is for the nishkav. And if so, why did the Torah call the nishkav a shoychev? Just like the Shaykhav has his pasuk for an einish, and he has a pasuk of Ashara uvachol behema leisidin shchaf tochol etamibba, Af Nishkav has his pasuk for einish, which is called Shaykhav and behema. He's really a Nishkav, but he's called a Shaykhav. But Vehizir, you know why the Torah called the Nishkav a Shaykhav? To tell you that whatever Ashara you have for a Shaykhav, that's the same Ashara that you have for a Nishkav. So therefore, in this case, according to Shmuel, you won't be chayiv two, you'll only be chayiv one. Because what is the case over here? The case over here is that, I'm sorry, we're speaking in Abaya. Abaya is saying, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll be chayiv two, because the pasuk is hanirva lezachar hanirva lebehema. So Rabbi Shmuel, according to Abai, is not learning it out from Lo Yeh Kadosh. That he's only learning it out for Nirva Lezacher. But Nirva Lebehema, he's learning out from the same as Hara for Shoichev, which is Uvechol Behema Leisidin Shchavta L'tamaba. So there's two different Lavin. So therefore says Abaya here, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll be Chayiv too. And now comes the case where everyone will be moide in Rabbi Shmuel that you'll be chayiv three. Both Abaya and Rabbi Avuah, each one l'shitasam will be moide that you're chayiv three. Aval habo al azocher vehevi zocher alav habo al behema vehevi behema alav. If he did all four things in one halama, he had relations with a zocher and he brought a zocher on him. He was a revei behema and he was passive to a behema as well, all in one halama. So, bein l'Rabbi Avuah, bein l'Abaya, both according to Rabbi Avuah and according to Abaya, l'Rabbi Shmuel, in Rabbi Shmuel, chayv shalish, and in l'Rabbi Akiva, chayv shtayim. Rabbi Akiva is simple, because according to Rabbi Akiva, if the shoychev of a zocher and the nishkev of a zocher are always chayv only one, from v'zocher lois sishkav or lois yishachev, a shoychev behema with a nishkav of behema are always chayv one. Uvechol behema leisidin shchaftecha, and we could learn it shechivoscha, active and passive. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's pashut. We have four cases: two by zocher, two by behema. For the two zocher, you chayv one. For the two behema, you chayv one. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. What about according to Rabbi Shmuel? Let's go through Rabbi Avuah and Abaya. According to Rabbi Avuah in Rabbi Shmuel, so you'll be chayiv for zocher, you'll be chayiv ve'zocher le'sishkav mishkav ve'isha, that's one, that's the shaychev. You'll be chayiv for the nishkav lo'y yiyeh kodesh b'bnei Yisrael, that's two. For the shaychev with the behema, you'll be chayiv v'chol behema le'sidin shchavtecho le'tam haba. And for the nishkav behema, you'll be chayiv for the same one that you're chayiv for nishkav zocher, which is lo yeh kadosh. So if you add them all up, you have three separate lav, not four, because the nishkav behema and nishkav zocher is the same lav, lo yeh kadosh. According to Abai, you'll also only be chayiv three according to Rabbi Shmuel. Why? According to Abai and Rabbi Shmuel, you're chayiv ezoch lo yishkav mishkav ve'isha, one. For the nishkav, you're chayiv lo yeh kadosh. He agrees with Rabbi Avuah that, of course, znus by a person, you're chayiv for lo yeh kadosh. But now when we get to Behema, so the Shoichev is learned out of Chol Behem L'Shid Nishkav T'chol L'tam Abba. The Nishkav, who's called in the Einish a Shoichev, called Shoichev in Behema, Im Eino Inyan L'Shoichev, Tenu Inyan L'Nishkav. But why do we learn it to L'Inyan Nishkav? Because the Nishkav is called the Shoichev, because he gets the same as Hara, as the Shoichev of Ubechol Behem L'Shid Nishkav T'chol L'tam Abba. So whereas Rabbi Avua had the same Lo Yekadesh for Nishkav Zachar Nishkav Behema, Abaya has the same Azhara for the Shoichev and the Nishkav of Behema. So he also has three. He has Shoichev Zachar 1, Nishkav Zachar 2, and Shoichev and Nishkav Behema, a third one. So it comes out both according to Rabbi Avua and Abaya in Rabbi Shmuel Yechayev 3. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're always only Chayev 2. Tana Rabban, we learned in a brisa, Zachar le'asa by katan gadol. Now the katan gadol here does not mean a real gadol over bar mitzvah. It means there's a katan and a gadol katan. By a zachar, we didn't make a very little child, a young child, as an older child. He's not, in either case, he's not bar mitzvah. But there is a difference between a very tiny child or a bigger child who's under bar mitzvah. Behema asupa katana gedoyla. By a behema, they're the same. There's no difference between the youngest animal or an older animal, even though they're both, let's say, a calf, a young calf. There's no difference if it's a little young, if it's a little older. It's not mature either way, but yet there's no difference as far as the Yisr of Behema. Now the Gemara wants to explain. My loy asa by katan kagadol. What does that mean? Amarav loy asa bias pachas mi ben tisha teisha shanim ke ben teisha shanim. So Rav says that there's a cutoff of 9 years old because the B of a ben tes is at 9. So if the gadol is roiveya, a zachar who is less than 9, he will not, the gadol will not, it'll be awesome at a rabbanan, makas mardis, the rishonim say, but misa he will not be chayiv for being roivea pachas mi ben tes. He must be at least a gadol katan, which means he must be older than 9 years. He doesn't have to be bar mitzvah, where he's a gadol mamish, but he has to be an older katan, a gadol katan of over 9 years old, in order for the over bar mitzvah, the gadol, to be chayiv. And we'll soon see the svara. Shmuel amar lo also be as pachas mi ben shalashanim ki ben shalashanim. Shmuel says the cutoff date is 3 years old, that if he's over 3, he's called a gadol katan, and if a real gadol is over bar mitzvah, is roiveya him, the gadol over bar mitzvah will be chayiv misa for that bia. If he's roiveya a katan, meaning under 3 years, according to Shmuel, then the gadol over bar mitzvah will be potter. What are they arguing in it? Rav Sover called the isa b'shaychev isa b'nishkev. According to Rabbi Kiva, as Rashi explains, we learn out loisishchav loisishachev. So we're learning out the nishkav from the shaychev. So whatever halach we find by shaychev, which is, when is a gadol who's passive chayiv misa? If a katan was reveim, only if the katan's b is a b, which means he's a ben tes. So just like when the katan is the shaychev, he has to be a ben tes. So when the katan is the nishkav, he has to be a ben tes for the gadol over bar mitzvah to be chayiv. V'chol de lesa b'shaychev lesa b'nishkav. If the b of a less than a ben tes is not called a b to be mechayiv, the gadol who's passive, who's the nishkav, so too, if the gadol is the active one, then his partner has to be a katan who is over 9. If he's less than 9, then he's considered a katan, and on that, the gadol will not, the over bar mitzvah will not be chayiv misa. So we compare the nishkav katan to the shoychev katan, it has to be at least 9 years old. The Shmuel Sover, Mishkevei Ishaksev, Shmuel holds, the main important thing is what the Pasuk says, that it's an unnatural biyush shloike darka, like you have two bias in a woman, a kedarka and a shleikedarka. So since we're comparing it to the bia of a woman, and we know by a woman the bia of less than a 3 years old is not considered a bia, but bia above 3 years old is a bia. So therefore, when the katan is the nishka of the passive partner, the gadol who's over bar mitzvah is chayv misa if he had relations with a katan who is at least 3 years old, and that's considered already an older katan, and the bia is a bia, like mishkevei isha, then the gadol over bar mitzvah will be chayv misa. If he has relations with a katan, a very young child, under 3 years old, so it's not considered a bia by an isha, it's not considered a bia legabe mishkav schur as well, and the gadol who's reveya, he'll get makas mardis, but he will not get skila Misas Besdin.